to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes.
It's a birthday day. We dig into the world of music here on the Steve Gruber Show, and I'm guest hosting Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's a birthday for Rob Thomas, singer-songwriter, lead guy with Matchbox 20. Some massive success in the late 90s into the 2000s, and of course, solo success as well for Rob Thomas. You might have heard this little song he did with Santana called Smooth, which was the number one single of 1999, one of the biggest singles of the past 40 years, or really ever, just massively huge. Also a prolific songwriter, Willie Nelson, Mick Jagger, Travis Tritt, Mark Anthony have all covered his songs, and still big success. There it is. There's Smooth. You know it. You might love it. You couldn't escape it, certainly, back in 1999. If you're interested in music, and I'm sure you are, there's an oral history, and I can't recall who did it. It was Rolling Stone or Spin, but there's an oral history of how Smooth came to be. You know, how Santana matched up with Rob Thomas, how they wrote the song, all this stuff. And there's a line somewhere in there that Santana heard, you know, Carlos Santana, the guitarist, heard the first line, the it's a hot one, and said, that's a hit. But that's all he needed to hear was the first line of lyrics from Rob Thomas. He was sold. He was also right, I suppose. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 and also of solo success. How old is he, you might ask? He is 48 years old today. And we heard Real World from Matchbox 20 off their debut album. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Friday. You know, politicians are kind of like infants. I don't necessarily mean how they act, although sometimes, sure. What I mean is you have to watch them like infants, because if you don't, they're going to get into trouble. Do something they shouldn't be doing. Do something you told them explicitly not to do, right? Might try to get away with some things as if you're not watching them like a hawk. So you have to treat politicians like infants. Always keep an eye on them. You know, even if you're doing something else, make sure, you know, out of the corner of your eye, you're watching. Two quick examples here. One, I had a tweet. It didn't necessarily go viral. It wasn't huge. But it was my most shared, liked, commented, retweeted tweet ever. I'd have to look it up. We go back to Illinois for this. But a lawmaker in Illinois has proposed a bill to make it illegal to pump your own gas in the state of Illinois. Now, the only place where this is law is New Jersey. You cannot pump your own gas in New Jersey. It has to be an employee of the gas station. Oregon had this law for a while and then relaxed it recently. So it's one state, New Jersey. And so the state rep, Camille Lilly in Illinois, submitted a bill to do this. And people found out about it and got really ticked off. A, they like pumping their own gas. B, they don't want to be restricted. C, it's going to be more expensive. You got to pay employees to come out and do it. You know, any number of reasons. She held a town hall where she then said it was never her intent to make pumping your own gas illegal in Illinois. May I read from the bill that she wrote and submitted to the legislature in Illinois? May I? The bill reads, quote, "No gas may be pumped at a gas station in this state, Illinois, unless it is pumped by a gas station attendant employed at the gas station." That is the entirety of the bill. There's no, like, strange language or misunderstandings or caveats later on. That's the bill. No gas may be pumped at a gas station in this state unless it is pumped by a gas station attendant employed at the gas station. And yet the state rep in Illinois has the gall to say, it was never my intent to make pumping your own gas illegal in Illinois, except for the fact that she wrote a bill to explicitly make it illegal to pump your own gas in the state of Illinois. So there you go. Keep your eye on politicians. They're like infants. Second example, this is happening here in Michigan. I've long been intrigued by the push over distracted driving. What exactly is distracted? Where is the governing principle about what's distracting and what's not, right? I mean, having a passenger is distracting. You're going to ban passengers? Billboards. The sole purpose of billboards is to make you shift your attention away from the road and to look at an advertisement. Should we make billboards illegal? That is distracted driving. All right, so the push here in Michigan is to make cell phone use or to ban handheld cell phone use. You got to use a hands-free device. They're working on this. I think it's past the House at the moment. Sounds good, right? Oh, yeah, hands-free, safer. Road's going to be safer, less distracted driving. Did you know there are quite a few studies that say that hands-free devices are no safer than handheld devices? And in fact, there are a few studies that say hands-free technology is more dangerous than holding the phone. This study from a few years ago from the University of Utah, David Strayer, found that hands-free technology may distract us more than holding the phone. His lab, David Strayer's lab, tested people in a simulator doing various distracting things while driving against a baseline of just plain driving. Tests found that in increasing distractions, one, listening to the radio, two, listening to a book on tape, three, talking with a passenger in the front seat, then talking on a hands-free cell phone, more dangerous than talking, more distracting than talking on a handheld cell phone. The problem with this is that all distractions are roughly the same, right? You're not focusing on the road. And so one of the problems is psychological. It sounds like hands-free is safer. So does that sound a bad message to drivers that if you're using hands-free, you automatically are safer? It's a question to ask. Is it just feel-good legislation that won't do anything? Well, that's quite possible. Quite possible. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.